It's good to be the king of Colorado. Just ask the Dems. By me, John Caldera, published February 4th, 2024. Have you ever played If I Were King? If I were king, I would outlaw the designated hitter rule in Major League Baseball. If I were king, I would require all oatmeal raisin cookies to be made with Hunter Safety Orange food dye. I mean, how many times have you walked across the room for what seemed a mouth-watering chocolate chip cookie, only to take a bite and find it's a dirty, disgusting, evil oatmeal raisin? If I were king, I would make driving slowly in the passing lane punishable by death. If I were king, I would require all news reporters to list who they voted for president on their byline. If I were king, every home would be required to have a firearm and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. PBS would air nothing but reruns of the original Star Trek. All neckties would be burned. And on Tuesday, everyone would wear their underwear on the outside of their clothes. You can play this game ad nauseum. But the sad reality is you are not king. Well, you're not king unless you're part of the progressive jihad at the state capitol. They're mastering this game of making Coloradans bend to their virtue-signaling idiosyncrasies. I mean, do you miss your plastic shopping bags yet? Forget registering guns. If Representative Regina English were king, all hamsters would be required to be registered with the state. You cannot make this crap up. House Bill 1163 creates a statewide pet registry requiring the licensing of all livestock and pets right down to a kid's goldfish. The cost to register the pet would be $8.50, but if your dog or cat is not sterilized, it jumps to $16. So a boy who buys 2 male mice for far less than the tax to register them finds out one is female as it just had a litter of 10 little baby mice. He'll have to break his piggy bank for $85 just to keep them. At that point, dad feeds the baby mice to the cat, bringing the rural practice of shoot, shovel, and shut up into urban apartments. This type of if I were king legislation has all the fingerprints of our first gentleman, Jared Polis's animal-crazed hubby, Marlon Reese. After the disaster that was Prop HH, the legislature is creating a property tax on your guinea pig. The end goal of this is not to get your hamster to wear a dog collar, but it's yet another attack on Colorado's livestock industry and a way to create a sin tax for buying pets. If State Senator Chris Hansen were king, he'd indoctrinate children into his climate alarmism by giving those who can parrot back his dogma of environmental extremism an extra special gold star on their graduation diploma. Under Senate Bill 14, when kids are taught to believe what he believes, they get a, quote, seal of environmental literacy. This is an endorsement on their diploma. Mind you, he is pushing this in a state where reading scores have plummeted so far you cannot call the diploma itself a seal of reading literacy. When I am king, I'll add the seal of economic literacy. Those poor little heads will explode as one side of their brain is taught to save the earth. All energy must come from bunny flatulence, while the other side of their brain will do the simple math showing we will go bankrupt without making a dent in climate change as China continues to belch out coal-fired power plants daily. If State Senator Sonia Juarez is king, she'll mercifully still allow Coloradans to keep their concealed weapons permits, but just not allow them to carry guns where they need them. Her bill expands the definition of sensitive area to include the places where mass shootings occur, like schools, churches, synagogues, and mosques, even when such establishments are private. 41 Colorado school districts have trained concealed carry armed staff to protect our children. Mass shootings in churches like the New Life Church in Colorado Springs were stopped by concealed carry holders. In her kingdom, these children and worshipers are not worth protecting. There was a saying about gay marriage. If you're a guy and you don't like gay marriage, don't marry a dude. If you don't like concealed carry, don't carry a gun. Mel Brooks said it all. It's good to be the king.